when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, wherever you may be, I would like to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all, no matter what time zone you're in. I know we have a few people in foreign countries that listen to us, and I really value them. But the people, it's great to be here. In case you'd like to know what the date is, it is October the 21st. In the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty God, there's no name under the sun which man can be saved, but Jesus Christ Almighty. Like I stated the date, and just for you people that are following the old Ed Mill, the old Bombardier, I'm 15 days away from running my 6th New York Marathon. It's been a long road. I know y'all like to hear about us. It's been a long, hard road. This is the toughest training cycle I've ever had. I had a supraventricular tachycardia back in July the 22nd. I've had a few little small runs of that since then. I got on the drug called a beta blocker drug. As a matter of fact, it was a week Tuesday, and that drug slows you down. It's making training even harder. It makes you tired and it slows you down. I'm thinking about just crushing up a double dose of it with a crushed 2 aspirin and take it and just say to hell with the medicine and don't take that medicine until I'm after the next 2 marathons. And if I feel the SVT coming on, take that with some water. I have a doctor friend of mine said he thinks that would probably work. But anyway, that's just what we've been going on here, folks. I just like to throw that out there. People, I tell you what, as you know, this is a Christian show. Even though I've already gone from a rabbit trail already, I thought people might want to hear that about it. I know people talk about it. As a matter of fact, we got a letter here I got to read to talk about some of our co-hosts. But before we do that, folks, we are a Christian show. We're going to go to a prayer. I'm going to start it off. And I think more than likely, if I got my guess, I know Rand will be want to trip in and say something afterwards. To add on to it, like I tacked on to Mark Tommy's last week, and maybe Rand might want to tack on, because we're both Christians. Mark is Christian, but I tell you what, Rand is really hardcore. He's probably the most hardcore Christian of all of us, and I love him to death for that. Anyway, people, if you don't mind, please bow your head, and if you will, if you're not a Christian, if you don't believe in the Almighty, pray. Just pray that you can get that faith. That's what happened to me. I came to Christ real late in life. And I prayed for it, and it happened in a microsecond. I'll have to tell y'all about that one of these days, about why it happened. If you will, people, please bow your head. Almighty Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Enoch, the God of Jesus, the God of King David, the God of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the God of my favorite, St. Paul, and Timothy, and Barnabas, another one of my favorite. We, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News. Lord, we ask you here at Blood River to come down to do what you have to do to protect us from this massive onslaught against humanity. The eternal enemy, the eternal Jew, the Jew that your son singled out in the Holy Book, and St. John 8:44, amongst other passages, oh Lord, he warned us of the Jew. He called them of their father. He called them the Jews of their father, the devil. Oh God, they wanted to destroy everything you made on earth. They're right now, they're trying every way they're possible to start a war. in the Middle East, and they have earmarked to kill every living human on earth. That's what they will, except for Jews. But that's what they will do. If you will, Lord, thwart them in that. Stop them from doing that. Kill them, O Lord. Because, O Lord, it looks like your son, King David, to paraphrase King David, I don't just hate those people, Lord. I hate them with a perfect hatred. So if you will, Lord, give us the energy and the courage to keep fighting these people. Give us the wisdom and tell us what tools we can use. How can we best fight these people, oh God? And Lord, let us do everything we do. Let us do it in your will. Let it be a righteous hatred that we have. Let us be a righteous war. Let us kill not in vain, but if we have to kill these people, Lord, that's what war is. And Lord God, as you know, they're out to kill us. So it's either going to be them or us. We can stay on the passive path and stay mealy-mouthed and weak-minded and worry about prison instead of worrying about liberty. We're not going to do that. So anyway, Lord, please, if you will, please, like I said, I'll repeat myself, give us the strength, the guts, the power to wage war in your name, O God, and give us the wisdom to know exactly how to do it. And please, God, give us the tools and give us the miracle that you have done so many times in the past. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mr. Rand, do you have anything to add to that, fella?
Yes, sir. I add a little bit, Brother Eddie, if you don't mind. Let's bow our heads just another moment, please, people. Father in heaven, Lord, we just humbly come to your throne and thank you. We want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for all your blessings, Lord. And, Lord, we want to thank you for this program. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with this program today. We pray that you would be with the ones on this program. We pray that you would help us to be truthful. We pray that we would not mislead in a time when there are so many misleaders and deceivers in this world, and that there are so many deceived. We pray that we would not take part in that. And, Lord, we want to thank you for the ones that have ears to hear and eyes to see as you talk about it in your scripture. And, Lord, we just pray that you and your Holy Spirit would be with this program today. We're grateful for all of our listeners and our supporters. And we just pray that we'll go about our business today in a way that will be pleasing to you, Lord, because most of all, that's what we want to do. We want to please you. And certainly we want to thank you for our Savior, Lord. We want to thank you for Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the one that came and suffered, shed his blood, so that we might, and even though Eddie built me up a little bit, I've failed a lot. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. I do try, and I do believe as long as we seek and try, that kind of thing pleases our Father. And that's what we hope to do here today, Lord, on this program, is bring truth and to please our Father in heaven. And we pray in all of this, and we do all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. It is in Jesus' name. And I may have forgotten to say that. It is in everything we do here is in the name of Jesus. That's for sure. Dear Rand, you know, Brother Rand, it's his Jesus saving blood. That's all we need. Before we go on, we have a letter from a brother in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Some of them I can't make out, so if I don't do it right, I don't want the writer, the listener, to take offense. It's Wednesday, October 18th. He says, "Hello, Eddie. Thanks for your informative news. I'm grateful to hear your guest and you also. Hopefully, your news will," and this is where I'm not exactly sure what he's saying, "hopefully your news will," it looks like, "admonish we," parentheses, "many of us of the communist Antichrist Jews who are trying their best to destroy as many of us as they can, one way or another," in parentheses. "It's great to hear Mark Tommy speak of the truth of 9/11. It's great to hear the truth of how the South was treated during and after the Civil War. Miss Nancy is great, and also Miss Monica. Maybe we can learn more about why Memphis was taken over by the North and how Grant was able to use Memphis as his headquarters. Also, we need more information on why Corinth, Mississippi, was taken over and burned twice by the North." These assignments will go to the bitter ender. He is our expert, along with Sister Nancy, second in command. Also, well, let's see. Here we go. I just found out about Yaleville, Arkansas. I've been through Yaleville many times. Yaleville, Arkansas being burned and only one building was left standing. Too bad the communists took over our newspapers here in the South and it won't tell us true history. Hopefully you can continually allow true news to help us prepare against our enemies. Harold from Jonesboro. We'll always try to get the truth out there to you, Harold. We'll do that. We have made a promise to God that do not let us prevent to give any untruths out to our beloved followers. People, quick outline tonight. We've got me and Rand are going to, before we got time before we go to the break to give the outline. Me and Rand are going to take over the first hour. Sister Nancy and Sister Monica Braveheart, their own second hour, and we had, and also by popular demand. We got Paul Fromm coming on the third hour to join Sister Nancy. Sister Nancy will, she'll be on hour two and three. And Sister Monica is going to have to leave early. I think she said she's going to leave about halfway through the third hour. So that's what we got lined up tonight. And they'll talk about stuff that they're expert on, and we'll just bring them in out of the breaks. But anyway, me and Rand are going to start off right now. Before we go to the break, I would like to cover a couple of stories and well, there it is right now, folks. So hang on your hat, get you some coffee or something. You got a couple of minutes. We're going to the second segment of the first hour. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio listeners and dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on during the break. I'm just going to cover a couple of short things here, then we'll go start covering the war hot and heavy. My wife told me the other day, she saw in the news, and one of my daughters backed it up, Biden, I mean, you talk about a damn dictator. He ordered the banks. He's all over the world, all over the United States. He's ordered the banks, an executive order, not to reject illegal loan applications. So if you're just right off across the Rio Grande, your back is still wet, you can come up to the bank, and apply for a loan and get that loan ahead of somebody like me or Ren or little Lizzie. Lizzie's a juvenile, ahead of her parents. I mean, if that doesn't show you we've been taken over completely by a communist dictatorship, I don't know what would. And I like to ask all these stinking so-called liberals about that. Anyway, that's a that really doesn't surprise me. It just makes me sick, though. And also, this is another kind of anecdotal story. I was telling Nancy, excuse me, I was telling Miss Lizzie and Rand during the break, during the commercial break, we have this guy, I call him the Golden Spick. He's a kid, he's probably 8 years old, nine, can't speak a lick of English. He lives across the street from us. None of his family can speak a lick of English. I don't, we have our, in the subdivision I live in, it's been totally, well, I'm one of the few white people left in this area. We've been trapped here, but we got, if you come out of my front door to the left, we got a whole house full busting people from Honduras. If you look to the right, we have a woman from Colombia who was living with a man from Mexico, can't speak English. Now, the woman can speak a little English, but here's the point. Every morning, a big, huge school bus comes down to the edge of our cove. It backs up with that big bell. It goes, doot, 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 when it's backing up so it doesn't run over some spick. And, you know, and they stop in front of the spick's house. If he's not out, they go, they get out of the bus, and they go get him. And I say they because one day there was two employees off the bus. They go to, the, and they knock on the door, turn the knob, knock on the door. They're black. The drivers are black. And they get him. And they escort him like he's the most valuable thing on earth, like he's the Christ child. And they take him and escort him like, God, he's so fragile and so precious. That's happening all over this subdivision where I live and all over this part of Memphis. It's you see it every day. And the point I'm making is you don't see any white kids. These schools that white taxpayers have built, financed, they pay the school buses, they pay the school bus drivers, they pay the gasoline, they pay uptake, they pay these damn school teachers that couldn't, they're so ignorant they couldn't pour piss out of a boot. That's what we've been subjugated, and that just sickens me, y'all. And there's not this right now, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. So with that, Rand, before I have covered some other stuff, I just want our people to know that I don't know if it's like that where you live, but they have completely. And one more thing, where I'm always talking about Shelby Farms, the largest urban park in the United States, it dwarfs Central Park in size. It's been completely taken over by non-whites. You see these like real short, squatty, fat, like Indian, South American Indian types. You see the taller people from India with their garb on. And then you see the Arabs. You see black, but the blacks are even outnumbered by them now. And they cover the trails, they won't move out of the way. And it's like they're daring you to be there and ask, you know, their attitude is can't speak a lick of English, but what the hell are you doing here in our park? It's getting where it's kind of nervous to go. Sometimes there's so many of them, I'm a little bit apprehensive about going there because you never know what's going to happen. Anyway, that's just anecdotal news I'd like to bring to you. And it's getting worse. As you know, the borders are torn completely down. But now we're going to shift over to Rand. And I know we're going to cover a lot of stuff about this so-called war. I've got more I want to unload on that damn thing. But go ahead, Rand. What you got, brother?
Yeah, well, thank you, Eddie. But and you're right about Biden. You know, and other night he doubled down on Mr. Putin again on that national address that he made night before last, I guess it was now. You know, calling Putin a tyrant and talking about it's only United States and the West support. It's the only reason that the Russians haven't already marched into Kyiv. And I just don't believe that. I believe if the Russians had wanted to go on, they could have already went all the way through Ukraine if they'd really... if that had been really their motive and what they really wanted to do. And we talked about that, all of that on previous shows about what's went on since 2014. But nobody, instead of somebody sitting down with a little reason, for example, I listened to the judge sometime, Nalipanto, wherever how you say his name. I'm not good at saying that name. But anyway, he has... former retired general Douglas MacGregor on there, and now that man makes some sense, you know, about when it comes to negotiating, and such as that, and y'all can listen to him for yourself. You can pull it up, and I'm not going to repeat the things that he says. But you got people like Blinken, instead of going over there, excuse me, as a neutral Secretary of State, first thing he says when he gets over there is, "I come here as a Jew. I come here as the Jew. We're with you. We're in this with you to the very end." But what I would like to ask a question, if we can kind of ponder it throughout the next couple of hours or whatever, is what exactly, as far as Southerners and as far as all Americans, what do we have to gain by supporting Israel?
Death.
I can't think of anything that is me living in Alabama that helps me by standing with Israel. And you know, we talked and said a little bit in our prayers, Eddie, about being deceived. Well, most of this country is already deceived by the Antichrist. And what I mean by saying that is because they worship Israel.
And they want to be deceived. Ram, they want to be deceived. They love their stupidity. They wallow in. They brag on their stupidity. Back to you, Rand.
No, yeah, you're right. They love the stupor that they're in. And they eat up everything. And you know, and when I say that most all is deceived, because even with the ones that maybe won't fly Israeli flag, they're still not going to speak out and say anything against the Israelis. And that brings to another point that we're going to get to in another program or two in a week or two, is, you know, there's a big difference in modern-day Israelis and the biblical Israelites. The difference is night and day, matter of fact. Because let me tell you, people, and I don't claim to be a scholar. I'm certainly not a prophet. But I can tell you one thing. Those people over there in Israel, for the most part, their leadership, and for the most part, the whole population, they're not of the old Israelites. These are counterfeits. These are counterfeit Jews, and they are from a wicked background, and the end game is demonic. And right now, they have practically the whole United States. I'm not going to say the whole world, because I know they don't have the Russians, at least the leadership. There may be some people in Russia that is. But basically, the whole United States is deceived by those Antichrist Jews right now. And let me just remind everybody, we're talking about the descendants of the same ones that sought and finally crucified our Savior on that cross. If they're of the same lineage, they're of the same creed. And they're doing the same things that those people were doing.
Yes, they are.
In Jesus' time, do you know that they bombed a church? They bombed one of the oldest. These Israelis just bombed one of the oldest churches.
1600 years old. It was been around since 400 A.D.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's going to be a missile gone mad and out of control or some bull crap. Same thing they said about the hospital that they bombed and killed 500 people. But you know what? I was reading, I don't know, I had never heard of this. I kind of run across it. But it's called the Dahiya Doctrine of modern Israel. And they pretty much, that Dahiya doctrine pretty much gives them the okay to do whatever they want to do to citizens, civilians, whatever it takes to get to the ones that they're after. It is the definition of terrorism. It's the definition of war crimes. You can look it up and read about it for yourself. It's the definition of genocide, which is exactly what they're trying to do, or Victor is trying to do to those Palestinians, already in progress. I hear the music.
We got to go to a quick break, Rand. I don't know if you can hear the music or not, son, but we got to go to a quick commercial break. Be right back after this break, dear people.
Yes. Times Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. 20 trucks carrying the first humanitarian aid supplies to Gaza were allowed to pass the border crossing between Egypt and Gaza, which opened briefly today for the first time since Israel sealed it off following the attack by Hamas 2 weeks ago. Aid workers say the shipment, which is just a fraction of the roughly 3,000 tons of aid that have been positioned near the crossing for days, is insufficient to address an unprecedented humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Israel bombarded Gaza with more airstrikes overnight, killing dozens of Palestinians. More than 4,300 have been killed and another 13,000 injured since the war with Hamas began, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. More than 100 people were arrested last night in Midtown Manhattan during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They also demanded more aid for Palestinians and Congress to stop military aid to Israel. Participants told ABC 7 their reasons were clear.
We have to do what we have to do for justice and for peace.
We're out here. It's pouring rain. We're wet, but they have blood on their hands.
Those arrested were put on buses after blocking traffic outside of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. Ohio's Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn is back in the running for Speaker of the House, while the former House Speaker is putting blame on his own party.
Kevin McCarthy is placing blame on the small faction of conservatives who removed him from the Speaker position for the current party dysfunction.
We are in a very bad position as a party, one that has won the majority, one that America has entrusted us with, that a simple 8 people have put us in this place.
The statement comes as the Republican majority continues to struggle with electing a new speaker 2 weeks after McCarthy's ousting. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan faced opposition from roughly 24 colleagues and lost 3 floor votes for Speaker of the House this week, leading to his withdrawal as the party's nominee following a confidential ballot. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to Rand because, as you know, time is precious. It goes too fast. But anyway, go ahead, Brother Rand. Take off, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Eddie. I just was mentioning that doctrine, and I was really wanting to try to make a point about that. Just really gives them the permission in their own minds, you might say, to do anything they want. War crimes out the window. But my point I was going to make is that they hung Germans that had the same allegations that were never proven. They did confess, some of them confessed because they was tortured, and I'm going to let you describe some of that torture when I hand it back to you, Eddie, but these Israelis can get away with the same kind of thing that alleged these Germans did in World War II and was eventually hung for it, but the Israelis can get away with it without even as much as anybody blinking an eye. And nobody wants to say a whole lot about it. But anyway, Eddie, go ahead, bro.
You're so true. That's a so-called Nuremberg witch hunt. Every single one of those Germans that they brought in for trial, from a field marshal all the way down to the lowly private, Every single one, with only about two exceptions, every single one of those Germans, when they were examined, had had their testicles damaged beyond repair. They had their teeth beaten out with brass knuckles. One of their favorite things to the Jew, and all of these guards and these lawyers were Jews. It's always Jews all the time. It's always the stinking Antichrist, Christ-killing Jew. You mentioned earlier the same people. Yes, Rand, it is the same damn people that said, give us Barabbas, and it's the same one. As we don't want no stinking Jesus. We want our Barabbas. It's the same one that said, let his blood be on our heads and the head of our children. Those stinking Jews are cursed to this point, and these ignorant, idiotic, fool Jew, Southern Baptists, evangelical Judeo-Christians, you're such idiots, you're such fools. I hope you all suffer. I hope I live to see your so-called Hamas. I hope you see these Jews. Here's what I hope. I hope the Jews come into places like Bellevue Baptist and blow that son of a bitch off the face of the earth and put a hog pen in there and tell you Southern Baptists, we're doing it. We're your gods. We can do anything. We're going to blow your church up, and we're going to rape your daughters, and we're going to make you say you like it because we're God's chosen people. I didn't mean to get off on that little rant. But here's the thing, and that goes double for Marshall Blackburn, you sorry witch. United States Senator, you sorry witch. You said you're going to. I tried to call their office. They hang up on you. We're going to stand by Israel. Oh, Hamas is attacking them. You're so stupid. You know nothing about the history of Israel. It would take us about 8 hours class. We need to give a 3-hour class on it sometime. But I despise you, Marshall Blackburn, and I despise you others, United States Senator. I can't stand it. I can't remember that bastard's name. But I'd like to throw out there, and this is my standing promise to you evangelical Christians that you love, you don't give a damn that what happened to the United States ship Liberty goes right over your head. You don't care. You don't care about what they did to the sailors. You don't care about the attack on King David or the Levant affair, about our open borders. You don't care. You know what? You don't give a damn if they blow up those. There's two aircraft carriers on the way over their station in the Mediterranean where there's about six Red Chinese battleships over there, warships. You know what? And I hate to say this, but God forbid, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, God forbid if they destroy one or both of those carriers. And in a way, I hope they do, because it would serve the Gog, the Zog on the government, on the Potomac, right? But if they do, and they destroy, and they do those to those sailors what they did to the sailors in USS Liberty, I hope it's the sons of these evangelical Baptists, and I hope they put them. I've said this before, I'm going to say it all the time. They have to go on the ship and gather up their guts, their arms, their legs, their pancreas, their liver, and a leg here, an arm there, and take them in a plastic bag and dump them over here at the Bellevue Baptist Church and First Baptist and the United Methodist Church over off of Walnut Grove, and say, here's your sons and daughters. See if you can figure out which leg goes to what. Because you know what? We hate them, and we hate y'all, the parents, because you're stinking Christians. We hate your God. We hate everything you stand for. And this is just the beginning. We're going to kill every one of you people, and we're going to make you love it because we know you worship us. We worship these stinking Christ-killing Jews. You worship Israel. And so go to hell. Kiss our butt. We're going to go kill some more of y'all. And we know we're going to do it with impunity because we own your government. We own your politicians. We own people like Marshall Blackburn. We own the whole damn Congress and the Senate. And so stick it if you don't like it. That's what you pray to.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Rand, I'm going to go back to you, son. Let's talk about some of the new what's going on over there, just this so-called war over there. But that's, I mean, it's. But go ahead, Rand. I'm going to turn it back over to you, brother.
Well, you're right, Eddie. This country has been taken over by strangers, and the Bible warns us about that. I mean, over and over in the Bible, you can find it and read it for yourself. But talking about the war, like I said earlier, instead of somebody coming to the table with a little bit of reason and calm and trying to negotiate something, what does Biden do? He wants to send another $100 billion. He's got a package, $100 billion for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan. They want to bring – see, they want they trying to ruffle the Chinese. These songbirds want this war. It's not hard to see that. And he also put a little bit in there for the border wall, which is hogwash. That's just to appease a few of those maybe a little bit of conservative Republicans that are left up there, but for the most part, they're all together, like we've repeated over and over. But you know, Putin. One other thing I want to say about Colonel McGregor and something that he pointed out, he said, you know, things aren't the same over there now as they were in 1973, the last time that Israel actually fought a war. And an example that he gave, I got this from him, he said that Hezbollah alone has over 130,000 rockets. That's
damn.
Just Hezbollah. They could take out probably half of Israel. And then you got Jordan sitting there. You got Syria to the north. You got Egypt to the south. You got Pakistan that could step in and probably not to mention Iran. And Russia's gone back all of that. I mean, I just don't understand what these people are thinking in Washington, D.C. And like I said, I certainly don't see what the average American, if they could get their head out of their rear end long enough and get it away from sports ball or whatever that they're preoccupied with. I mean, we should be in the streets all over this country saying no more wars for Americans. No more wars, these uncalled for wars that only get American boys killed, maimed, blown to pieces like you just described. But they want that. They got blood in their eyes. They got, you can see the blood running out the sides of their mouth, practically. We're at a place, Eddie, and it's sad.
Yep.
We're at a place now, and there's no going back to where we want to be. And I don't think we'll ever get there until our Father returns, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no going back to that. We have let the strangers in. And like I said, the Bible warned us about it. We've let them in. They rule over us. They've taken over. We've let strangers take over our women. We've let strangers take over almost every facet of our society. As far as white people, there's no places that we can go and find housing hardly, maybe a few pockets here and there. But for the most part, like Obama said, he was going to integrate every neighborhood in America. And by golly, you know, when you ride around, look around and go to different places, you see it. I mean, it's just common practice now to see a white woman with a black man. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just common practice. Everybody's just kind of okay with it. And we shouldn't be okay with it. We should not be okay with it. We should speak out against it. But you know, people won't speak out against it because they'd rather be popular and rather be liked than they had to really speak up for things that they should be speaking up for. I hope that makes sense.
We got to go to a quick break, Rand. Believe it or not, we got to go to our last break already. Be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood Rip Radio family, real, he's right. Jock Ewing's right. Real power is something you take. You never regain liberty. You never gain liberty the first time. You never regain it without blood, without the bayonet, without gunfire. That's just the way it friggin' is. I like to respond to some of the things that Rand said. Yes, yes, the IDF bombed a hospital. It was a Baptist hospital. I asked one of my dear friends, who's a devout, a fanatic Southern Baptist, and she's giving these Jews carte blanche to do anything they want to do. I asked her, she won't respond. I've asked these other former Baptist friends, and I asked the same thing to Marshall Blackburn before they hung up. Is there anything on this world that Satan and his officer corps, is anything these Jews can do that will make you condemn them, will make you finally say enough is enough? We know you own the mortgage on our house. We know you own the mortgage to the United States Congress and the United States Federal Reserve, to the presidency, the judicial system. We know you own it all, but by God, we've got to draw a line. Is there anything? And people, this hospital that Rand mentioned, it was a Baptist hospital, and the Jews bombed it. It was full of innocent people. They bombed and destroyed a cancer hospital. And here's the thing that the Baptists will tell you. Well, the Jews, our precious Jews, the son of, you know, the very tissue of God, they gave the hospital 30 minutes. Can you imagine evacuating a big general hospital in 30 minutes? Where the hell are you going to take the patients? And you act like it's okay to do that, to bomb them? That is, I can't stand these people, Rand. Here's what I said to Marshall Blackburn. I called their office the other day. And I'm going to get to this protest I want to organize. I said, you know, and I've called him several times. One of the times I said, listen, you tell Marsha Blackburn, Marsha the Jew lackey, the one who licks the tail of every Jew that comes along, they own her, that I hope, since she is egging this war on, and we go to an all-out war, an all-out nuclear war, I hope the very first missile splits her in two, lands right on her head, and completely annihilates the Congress. I hope it does, because before they annihilate us. Because you low down, you characterless, moralless, gutless, you have no saving graces, you're selling your country out, you're hellbound over there in the Middle East to start an all-out world war. Are you willing to destroy the whole damn world because your Jew masters have ordered you to do that? Well, I tell you what, At the same time that missile hits Washington, D.C., of course, they'd already cut me off by this time. I hope that the same damn time that nuclear warhead with a $5 billion, 5 billion megaton warhead hits there, I hope one hits in Tel Aviv and turns Israel into a damn glass parking lot. That's what I hope. Before I go back to Ram, I'll say this. I want to put the invitation out to someone, some of my friends here in Memphis, maybe James or Keith, anybody. I need someone to go with me tomorrow. I didn't want to do this till I came back from New York. I wanted to get my marathons out. That's the only damn thing I have that is relaxation for me in the world. It got me out of a psych ward. Is running marathons. But I was wanting to go to New York 15 days. I was going to wait, but I just can't wait. I want to go to some busy intersections in Memphis, and I'm putting out the call for some help. And I want to take my signs denouncing the Palestinian war, the war against Palestine, denouncing the open borders, denouncing the Satanist, satanic Israel. And here's what I want. I don't need anybody to get there with me. I just need somebody to film it. It'd be nice if we had two people to take to a video camcorder me while I'm doing it in case it gets hot. It probably wouldn't do any good anyway, but where if we have to go to court or something, at least I could prove I didn't start it. And if you, some of the people I've been addressing, they know my phone number that I've just named. Also, you can send me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com. So if you've got the balls, if you've got the courage to lift one finger to help out, it would be much appreciated, because I tried this once before quite some time ago, and it got really hot. It really did. There was something else I was going to mention, Rand, but if I can think of it, if I have time, I'll mention it. But go ahead, Rand. Hop in there, brother.
Yeah, I just would add that, you know, all these Christian Zionists are so up in arms about Hamas and nobody's really defended what Hamas did a couple of weeks ago with what we should be complaining about and jumping up down about is the retaliation. But anyway, what I was going to say is these Zionist Christians, you know, they're all up in arms about Hamas, but they sit back so complacent about things that's going on right here under our noses in our very country, and like values. And Biden mentioned values the other night. I didn't listen to it live. I went back later and played it on my phone and listened to it.
Values? Values? Biden?
Values.
He has the nerve to even say that? That son of a bitch has no values. That son of Satan.
What I'm saying, brother, for how could that word even come out of that son of a gun's mouth? Values. The United States don't have any values anymore.
They have the values of the damn Jew, and a Jew has no values. They're the sons of Satan. Go ahead, Ray.
They threw all the values right. They already were throwing them out, but they threw all the values out when recently one of those heads of state said that the LGBTQIXYZ blah, blah, blah was part of the United States core policy.
And it is. They're right. That is part of the core policy now.
Yeah, I know. But when you got perversion and homosexuality that's in the mainstream and shoved down even the normal folks' throat, you ain't got no values no more.
No.
Values are gone. They're out the window.
And then, yes.
Then the son of a gun's got the nerve to pat itself on the back for being the first president in history to go to Israel during wartime. And then a little bit later on, he bragged about going to Kyiv with just a small party, just a few security, real small party, having to ride a train with blacked out windows. Like,
where would the VC with those Sams when we really need them? Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh, I'm going to mention one more thing before I forget. You mentioned they're condemning Hamas for what they've done. Let's get this, folks. You know where they learned it from? They learned it from those damn satanic Jews. When the Jews came in, They said the history book, the one I got, my sister Nancy sent me, the genocidal, you know, Palestinian genocide, before 1948. But the book says 1948, by then, their policy, here's what those stinking Jews did. They came in, and me and Rand were talking about this during the break. Their official policy and their military manuals, their government manuals describe, this is what they're going to do. And this is what they did. They went to urban areas, they went to rural areas, and they blew up houses. They set houses on fire. They set Palestinians on fire. They poisoned their wells. They bulldozed their houses. You know what else they do to keep the Palestinians from coming back to maybe get some food they might need or medicine? They put mines. They booby-trapped their houses with mines. It would blow their arms, blew the Palestinians' arms and legs off. Their policy was, and it's written, it's a written policy that says, we're going to, by nook or crook, we don't care how, we're going to use terror. And they're the ones that nobody knows how to do terror like a stinking Jew. They used terror, and they drove out 800,000 Palestinians, that at least, I mean, just overnight. And they tried, that's what they did, by murder, by mass rape, any way they could, but machine gun. And keep in mind, the Jews were well equipped from Stalin and from the Germans, from the transfer agreement we'll have to talk about sometime. They were just overpowered, these Palestinians. They drove them out on purpose. They said it's in their documents. They brag about it. And then they had the gall to say that the Palestinians left on their own accord to get out of the way of this vast army, Arabic army, was marching on Israel to destroy a fledgling democracy. Well, like I think Sister Nancy, somebody told me, I don't know who it was, the term democracy is just Jew speak for Jew control. Go ahead, Rand. I'm going to get that out there, that 1948 thing. But listen, so Hamas is revenged by God. And you know what? These damn Israelis there, man, Rand, they act like they've been there 1,000 years. They've just been there less than 80 years. They haven't been there as long as I've been on this earth, and they're acting, so it's okay for them to come in. How about this? How about the red Chinese coming to New York or Connecticut, or Florida, and say, hey, we're here in Florida and Arkansas. We're moving in here. We're going to kick all you Americans out of here. It's our land. And you know what? We're God's chosen people. If you don't like it, screw you. Go ahead, Rand. I didn't make. I hope I didn't take up too much time.
Yeah, you can pull up a picture of the National Geographic magazine that shows that area over there. Before 1948, it was Palestine.
Yes, it was.
No Israel was there before then.
And they say, Rand, you know what? They say that there's no such thing as Palestine. They say it's never ever been around. But it was Palestine in Jesus' time. Go ahead, Rand.
Absolutely it was. And I'm glad you brought up about how it's revengeful for Hamas. Because you're right. Those Israelis treat those Palestinians worse than what. I tell you what. You treat a dog in the United States and get caught, they'll put your rear end in jail.
Yes, they will.
But for treating a dog less than the way that these Israelis treat those Palestinians, the Israeli snipers, they purposely shoot those young Palestinian boys.
Yes, babies, pregnant ladies.
And do you know that half of the population of Palestine is under the age of 15 years old. Population is under the age of 15 years old.
God forbid, Rand, you've harmed, pluck one hair off the head of a faggot here in the United States of America, an AGPTF, whatever. If you say something about a fag, you know, you can't even work at the VA hospital here. In any VA hospital, if you say something about a faggot in the VA hospital, your butt is hitting the sidewalk. You can sometimes get by with saying something about a nig, but you don't dare say an off-color joke about a faggot at the VA hospital. Your ass is fire, and probably these other civilian hospitals here too. But Ray, it looks like we run completely out of break. We got Nancy and Miss Monica come on the second hour. If you want to hang on, just in case one of them can't make it, I have no clue, but I haven't talked to them. But, hey, people, we're going to transition to the second hour right now. We're going to pick up some people with probably some cooler minds. Be right back, folks.